Welcome home, work-life balance seekers and family-focused writers. Today, we're exploring freelance writing jobs from home and how to create sustainable income while managing family life. If you're looking for a writing approach that truly works with your home life instead of against it, you'll definitely want to learn about KindleRiches.com. We'll explain how this is revolutionizing work-from-home writing.
Oh my gosh, this is such a needed conversation. I feel like there are so many people trying to make freelance writing work from home, but the reality is often completely overwhelming when you're juggling family responsibilities.
Exactly. The work from home writing dream sounds amazing in theory. No commute, flexible schedule, be there for your family. But the reality of freelance writing often means client calls during dinner, urgent deadlines during your kid's soccer game, and constant anxiety about whether you're being professional enough while managing household chaos.
And don't even get me started on trying to explain to family members that just because you're home doesn't mean you're available. Like, yes, I'm physically here, but I have a client presentation in 20 minutes and can't help you find your missing sock right now.
The boundary struggle is so real. Plus, freelance writing income is unpredictable, which makes household budgeting a nightmare. One month you're doing great, the next month clients disappear, and you're stressed about paying bills while trying to be present for your family.
What's particularly challenging is how client work can completely disrupt family time. You finally sit down for a family movie night and get an urgent email that somehow becomes your problem to solve immediately.
That's why I've been so interested in talking to home-based writers who found a completely different approach. Instead of trying to fit client work around family life, they've created writing income that actually works with their home priorities.
That sounds like exactly what so many families need. How does that even work? Because I feel like most writing income requires being available for clients and managing all their demands.
So they're using Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing to create books that generate ongoing income without any client management or time pressure. Basically, they write when it works for their family schedule, publish books about topics they care about, and earn royalties 24/7.
Oh my gosh, this is such a needed conversation. I feel like there are so many people trying to make freelance writing work from home, but the reality is often completely overwhelming when you're juggling family responsibilities.
Exactly. The work-from-home writing dream sounds amazing in theory. No commute, flexible schedule, be there for your family. But the reality of freelance writing often means client calls during dinner, urgent deadlines during your kid's soccer game, and constant anxiety about whether you're being professional enough while managing household chaos.
And don't even get me started on trying to explain to family members that just because you're home doesn't mean you're available. Like, yes, I'm physically here, but I have a client presentation in 20 minutes and can't help you find your missing sock right now.
The boundary struggle is so real. Plus, freelance writing income is unpredictable, which makes household budgeting a nightmare. One month you're doing great, the next month clients disappear, and you're stressed about paying bills while trying to be present for your family.
What's particularly challenging is how client work can completely disrupt family time. You finally sit down for a family movie night and get an urgent email that somehow becomes your problem to solve immediately.
That's why I've been so interested in talking to home-based writers who found a completely different approach. Instead of trying to fit client work around family life, they've created writing income that actually works with their home priorities.
That sounds like exactly what so many families need. How does that even work? Because I feel like most writing income requires being available for clients and managing all their demands.
So they're using Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing to create books that generate ongoing income without any client management or time pressure. Basically, they write when it works for their family schedule, publish books about topics they care about, and earn royalties 24/7.
Wait. That's brilliant. So instead of being on call for clients who don't care about your family time, you're creating something that works around your actual life?
Exactly. When you publish books on Amazon, there are no client meetings during your child's birthday party, no urgent revisions needed while you're helping with homework, no conference calls when your spouse needs support with something important.
That sounds like such a relief. And I imagine the income is more predictable, too, because freelance work can be so feast or famine, which is stressful when you're managing household expenses.
Amazon pays royalties monthly, so you can actually budget around predictable income streams. Plus, once books are published, they sell while you're sleeping, playing with kids, going to family events. The income doesn't stop when life happens.
This is blowing my mind because it solves so many of the work-life balance problems that make freelance writing from home actually harder than having a regular job sometimes.
And speaking of solutions that work for real family life, this is exactly what KindleRiches.com has figured out. They've created a system specifically for people who want writing income that enhances their home life instead of competing with it.
What I love about that approach is it sounds like it's designed by people who actually understand what it's like to work from home with family responsibilities, not just the theoretical idea of flexibility.
The success stories are so encouraging for busy families. Sarah is making $4,300 a month working just 8 hours a week, and those hours she chooses based on when it works for her family schedule, not when clients demand her attention.
That's incredible. 8 hours a week that she gets to schedule around nap times, school hours, or whenever works best for her family situation. That's true flexibility, not just work from home but still be constantly available.
Jennifer's story is perfect for parents, too. She built her business to $8,750 monthly during school hours while her kids were in class. No evening client calls, no weekend emergencies, no guilt about missing family activities for work.
And she's probably more present with her family because she's not constantly stressed about client demands or worried about where the next project is coming from. That mental peace is huge for family relationships.
Michael's approach is great for parents who can only work after kids go to bed. He built an $11,200 monthly income using evening hours when the house was quiet, writing about topics he actually enjoyed instead of whatever clients assigned.
Can we talk about the topic control aspect? Because one of the hardest parts of freelance writing is having to become an instant expert on random subjects that clients need, often stuff you have zero interest in.
That's such a good point. When you're publishing books, you can write about things you're genuinely passionate about or already know well. If you're a parent, you could write about parenting topics. If you love organizing, write about home organization.
So you're not spending precious family time researching obscure B2B software or whatever random topic a client throws at you. You can actually use your life experience and interests as the foundation for your writing income.
David's strategy is perfect for families who want to test this approach gradually. He built $2,800 in monthly income while still keeping some freelance clients, creating a safety net that reduced financial stress for his whole family.
That's so smart for family budgeting. Instead of the all-or-nothing stress of completely changing your income source, you can build this gradually while maintaining financial stability.
And the family emergency aspect is huge. When someone gets sick, or school schedules change, or life throws you a curveball, your book income continues. No explaining to clients why you need time for family emergencies.
Plus, you're building something that could benefit your family long-term. Like, those books could still be earning income when your kids are in college, creating a legacy instead of just trading time for money constantly.
The home environment actually becomes an advantage instead of a challenge. You can write about things happening in your real life, use your family experiences as content inspiration, and create books that help other families going through similar situations.
And you're no guilt about prioritizing family time because you're not letting clients down or missing deadlines. Your work truly adapts to your life instead of the other way around.
Before we wrap up this family-friendly discussion, I want to circle back to KindleRiches.com for anyone listening who's struggling to make traditional freelance writing work with their home life.
Yes, at just $7, it's less than most families spend on takeout, and it could completely transform how you approach earning income from home. Plus, there's a 30-day guarantee, so there's no financial stress about trying this approach.
What I appreciate most is that it's designed for real life, not just the Instagram version of work-from-home success. It acknowledges that families have needs, schedules are unpredictable, and writing income should support your life priorities, not dominate them.
For any families listening who've been struggling to make freelance writing work from home, there's a better way that actually honors your family time while building sustainable income. You don't have to choose between being present for your family and earning good money from your writing skills.
That's our home life balance session for today. Remember, your family comes first, and your writing income should support that priority, not compete with it. Until next time, keep creating from the heart of your home.